Okay, so we started the Pratim and the Halachas of Ma'aser Kesafim. A lot of Sfeikus, a lot of different Shilohs that are very Negei L'Ma'aser. So we Bekitzer started saying last week about the Etzim Shurish of the Chiv Ma'aser, and we saw different Shitas, possible Mashmos for some B'Shirim that might even be a Chiv Daraiso, like real Ma'aser Tua, and some Achreinim who learn, maybe even the Shachan Taz and Chin Lamadalf, learn it's a Chiv Darabonon. And what seems to be the skamas reva poiskim, like the shitas habach in simin shin lamed aleph, that be'etzem all the drushers from Tosfos and other rishonim are really an asmachta ba'alma, and that ma'aser kesafim soif is really a remez. It's a remez mikra, and really the toikev for ma'aser kesafim is a minhug. Now we pointed out that l'maaseh, if you're knowing a minhug three times, so it could become like a neder and. Minhagi mitzvah become like a neder and could have a chiv deraisa. So l'maisa, Shlomo Zalman pointed out that the Mesiris Moedah from Erev Rosh Hashanah might help for that. L'maisa, we're going to see now, because of all these pratim that we're going to hopefully get into now, the Peskim Stam say that, you know, we have the Mesiris Moedah to be Seimachan, but l'maisa, Eitz Tov Kamashmal, and a person who has started giving Meiser, or he's beginning to give Meiser, he's going to start being makbid on different pratim halachas. We're all learning the halachas now, he's going to try to be medactic. Everything should be done bli neder, and that way you basically save yourself from any problems. Because then be'etzem we have shitas habach, it's a minug, and you know we do our best. We'll try to be medaktik kechad asayra. But l'maisa, there's a lot of makum for margin of error, and you don't want to take on any nedarim, be over on the avoyin nedarim. So maybe everything obviously has to be done bli neder. So we spoke last week. We started speaking about the shach and the taz over here. But using what do you do with ma'aser kesafim? Do you have to give a dafka taniyim or even for Tzarchei Mitzvah? So we spoke out. It's mavur already in the Rishonim, the Shach and Taz, and the Achronim learn Pshat and the Ramah like that. That really Ma'aser Kesafim could be used not only for Mamish Starka La'aniyim, but also for different Tzarchei Mitzvahs. And the Bechilik we said based on the different possible steers in the Shach and Taz, but what came out from the Shach and Taz and from the Paiskim was that there's a heter. The heter to use for Mitzvahs for Ma'aser Kesafim. So the Taz is heter, which the Chayr is the Devar Muskim. That as long as Meirosh, you decide Meirosh, that I'm going to give, I'm doing this, but as long as you decide Meirosh, I'm going to give it, I'm going to pay for it with Ma'aser Kesafim, so you can do that. I mean, if you go to buy an aliyah, if you go to make a donation to a shul, or you make a pledge or something, you have in mind Meirosh, I'm doing this, I have in mind to give it Ma'aser Kesafim, so you don't create for yourself a pre-existing chayv. It's all Aldas came to give for Ma'aser, then you can give for Ma'aser. But if you have create for yourself a pre-existing chayv, you say I'm going to give $100 to the shul, and then later you say, oh, maybe I'll pay for a ma'aser. So then that's already a problem. But one chiluk we said was that there seems to be an additional heter in the poskim that the taz brings, and that is the case we were just talking about was if the money's going to a shul, it's going to hektish, to tzarchei rabim, to aniyim, soif kol soif. What does tama want to do a mitzvah? So it's mashma in the shach that meaning their minhag was they used to pay money to have a schus to be a sandik. Or pay money to have a schus to be misad the kedushin, and their lav dafka was the money going to aniyim b'chal. Stam, the regular baal bas, he said, I'll pay him to do this mitzvah. So there already, it's not enough to have in mind to give for ma'aser. There already, we say that only a mitzvah that you would not have done without the ma'aser, b'chal wouldn't have done it. I don't have money to be a sandik. I can't afford to be a sandik. So then you can use your ma'aser to shtal back that mitzvah to be a sandik. But if the money is going to a shul or going to tzarchei rabim or to aniyim, so then even if you would have done it b'lav hachi, as long as you have in mind meirosh that I'm going to do it with ma'aser kesafim for the mashal buying an aliyah, so then we say that you could use ma'aser kesafim. Fine. So now the question becomes like this: that how do we look at children? So the ma'aser medina the gemara, the gemara in ksuvos is paskin shulchan aruch and Ibn Ezer. So until 6 years old, Medina de Gemara, you have to take care of your kids. You have to support them, feed them, clothe them, bathe them. So there, obviously, you couldn't use Ma'aser because it's a Davar Shebechayva. That's the whole klal we were saying last week. That a Davar Shebechayva, something that you have a pre-existing chayv, you can't pay off with Ma'aser. What's that? Yeah, even a chayv derabanan. Yes, even a chayv derabanan. But anything that b'lav hachi, I'm going to have to pay, so then I can't use my Ma'aser to do. So here, until 6 years old, b'lav hachi, you have to do. So the question is, in Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, so there the Mechaber says that Hanoisin Levanav Uvnoisav HaGedoilim, and the Shach points out that Al Pi the Gemara, any child who's over 6 years old, Medina the Gemara, you don't have to feed him. There's no Chiyav Gomer, Midrabanan, Midrais, there's no Chiyav Gomer to feed him. Gemara says there was a Tekanas Usha, that if you don't take care of your kid even after six, it's So Ravazi Yubarabim, different things. But there's no chiyuv. Also the chiyuv, the Shach says, over 6 years old, the Mechaber Nation Aleph Gilbul saying, you take care of your kids over 6 years old, it's nechshav l'tztaka. So the question is, anyone who has kids over 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds, you have to culminate tzrachim that they have, and you're paying for them. And we'll see, this is neschalik to two categories, paying for their physical needs and paying for their education. Well, at least let's say their physical needs. So that'll take care of your meiser. Because over 6 years old, you know, it's a fortune. So Could you consider that as Maos Meiser? Could you use your Maos Meiser to take care of your children? So the emphasis is, if you look good in the Shach and Taz that we on Sefalof over here, so it's mashma shtikol machloik. It's mashma from the Taz that he's noita lahachmir. It takes on for davar pasha that you cannot. And the Shach says that banav hagedolim, you could. He brings from the Maharam that banav hagedolim, you could spend Meiser on that. Seems to be a machloik Shach Taz. So the Meiser, what's the shayish of the shiloh?
It really. Much more than six.
No, so in the Shach, Gedolim,
is
above six. Anything above six. That's what Maram was referring to. Yeah, because above six.
Gedolim in Zeh.
Yeah, because that's the Lashon the Mechaber and Rishon and Aleph Gimel is Hanois in the Bonav of Nois of HaGedolim, it's like the Shach over six. Because then you're out of your Chiev to feed your kids Medina de Gemara. So what's the shayla? So it really seems to get into this question, meaning this is a mitzvah. Most normal people, even after a kid is 6 years old, you're gonna take care of him anyway. You know, I think his manenu, it's even till much older. Maybe it was manehem already 12, 13. They started, you know, getting a job and taking care of themselves. But now it's a mitzvah that belavach you would have done. So what do we say the klal is? It's something that you would have done anyways. Then it's totally right. Something like an aliyah, even if you would have done it, but as long as you have in mind to give her ma'aser, you could do it. Why? Because the money's going to the shul. It's going to hektish, to tzarchei rabim, to aniyin. To become a Baal Bris, to be a Sandik, where's the money going there? It's not going to an Ani, it's going to Stamagai. So then it has to be something you would not have done otherwise. So here, Yesh Lestapik, how do you look at children? It's something I would have done Balavach. So, but is the money going to Aniyim? Are they considered Aniyim? I mean, they're not on the streets begging. What? If you don't feed them, so maybe they would be, but Saif Kol Saif, it's not like they're in a Mativ of Doichak that without you, they're going to. Okay, without you, they would be in trouble, in a chanami. Without you, they would be in trouble, but what?
If you don't feed your children, most civilized countries, they will remove your children and lock you up.
Oh, so that's Reb Moshe's svar. Says Reb Moshe, we'll see Klapi, a different Nekudo, says Reb Moshe, and this is one of the svars in the Paiskim, that that's already enough to, and that would be pshat. And the Taz, the fact that you would have done a Balav Hachi, and the fact that, you know, by law you have to do it, and the fact that, you know, by society, because of society, you have to do it. Right, but that's enough, right, exactly, meaning to say the Pesach like the Taz, and that's what Rav Moshe Taka Paskins like the Taz, and the of these types, as far as you find the Archa Shulchan, the Chacham Sadam, that these types of things, the Balav Hachi, since you would have done it Shtark, I think the Tzad to be Mekel is that it's like an Aliyah. In a Chanami, it's a mitzvah I would have done otherwise, but since if I have in mind Mirosh to use Meisir, Lamais, I'm giving it to Aniyim. As long as you had it, what? No, before I go, you know, as soon as a kid turns six, I start saying, okay.
You have this chayv to take care of your children, and you have the
second for your child. No, well, until you're six, it's a different matzah. You certainly, it's a chayv gomer, you can't use meiser. But after six, where are you saying, so then what would you have to eat even before six?
I'm saying, I always have to eat. So it's chayv, meaning that he's, all of a sudden he's six.
Well, we're saying it's a different chayv. After six, it's a different chayv. Because we're saying that me'ikra, dina de gemara after six, you're not chayv anymore.
Dina de gemara, but have a chayv that was always marriage. That the minute the child is born, I'm now.
Yes, when he turns six, you're potter from that chayv.
That's what you did in the Gemara, but I'm talking about a chayv that I owe.
You're saying it's something you would have done the last time.
It tells you that you are obligated to feed your children and bathe your children and feed your children.
So that, yeah, okay, the question is that. Okay, the question is if that chayv is enough. The question is if that chayv is enough. Okay, so
Tach
is
it. You don't feed them, you just want to keep them.
What's that?
You're not mechayev. If you want to keep them, you're mechayev.
Right. Until six, the chayiv gamer after six. Okay, so tachas l'maisa, Rav Moshe goes with these svaras and says, since b'lav hachitz davar zeh mechayiv, so you cannot use maisa k'safim like the taz, and that's the archa shulchan chachas adam. And the other side is that soif, since it's going, that money's going to aniyim, and I saw like Rav Scheinberg l'maisa, he's mitzdarif noch. He says if the kids are learning, so then it's like me machzik talmud torah. So another tzad to be makel. So there are svaras l'kan in the paiskim, and it seems that. seems that lefi inyan. If a person, you know, is stuck, he's things are bitzimtzim, belavach, he won't be able to make a cheshbon meiser. So tachlas b'shas etzchak, a person who can't be mashlam his shir meiser. Otherwise, there's what to be saymichan to cheshbon what he spends on his kids over six for the cheshbon of meiser. Interesting, I saw b'shem Rav Scheinberg, interesting nekuda that he says that for sure, if not the basic needs which are mechuyev because of society and because of law, but let's say you want to. There's a halach of day machsoira that even a rich person who doesn't have his fancy clothing and fancy cars is a chiv tzedaka to him to give him what he needs. So zakhtar, giving kids extra things, vacation or summer camp, or that's just alts day machsoira, so that you're certainly not mechuyev. So then he says that there's even more of a tzad to say you could take off a meiser. So that's the machlokes I place in Lagabe children. What's
you're
that?
Yeah, I'm saying the kid. Money
your wife tells you it's day machzer. Your wife tells you it's day machzer. Say the kid. The kid says he needs it. He wants this type of thing or this.
Day machzer is when usher had a standard of living. He lost his money now.
Oh, okay. You're saying you created the standard.
You're creating okay. Standard. When the kid turns 6.5 years old, you're setting 2 months to. I'm not gonna say which kid. So now you create a problem. But
here.
Mitchili you can't do it.
Here. Okay, al tchemish, right. Okay, but meiser, that's what he says. So that'll be another tzad. And akol afi'inyan, avada, someone who could give meiser without taking cheshbon the kids. So avada, that would be l'chatchila. The question is, if you're stuck, is what to be semichan to cheshbon and now, meiser, this is all l'gabe their physical needs. But even after 6 years old, l'meiser in Shulchan Aruch, l'chus amatur, it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, to teach a kid Torah, you're mechuyev. And you're mechuyev to hire melamed, and you're mechuyev to pay money for melamed to teach him Torah. So mela there, you certainly couldn't use meiser because that's mamish. Again, we go back to regular davar shabachayv that you can't use meiser for. Elo, what the place can say. If a person's taka stuck, and again, so lechatchila don't cheshbin that. But if a person's stuck and he's trying to be mashal this cheshbin for meiser, so then we say different svaras. L'mashal, I have a chiyuv to pay the rebbe to teach him chumash, but I don't have a chiyuv to pay the cheder's janitor, and I don't have to pay the security guard, and I don't have to pay for the food they feed him. So all those needs would get back into this first shaila that a kid over six, do you have a heter to pay for his other needs? So then you can make a cheshbon. If I pay the cheder or whatever, 300-400 shekel a month, it could be half or maybe more than that. It's not going for the etzem limud, which is my real chiyuv. It's going for these other needs. And the other needs already gets back into this other machlok. Because the first machlok, we said that it could be there's makom lahakol.
And private melamed?
So they say that anything you're not mechuyev to, meaning to pay for a better cheder. Yeah, so, but... The question is what needs means, and that means I did see lahadya b'shem a few of the high tikkun poskim that if it costs more to send to a better cheder, so that's a cheshbon you can take off of meiser. So meiser is interesting. There's a discussion in the poskim. What about the chiyuv to teach is only your sons that you have to pay the b'schar a melamed. That's only for sons. What about for daughters? You know, Beis Yaakov takes money also. And you have no chiyuv for that. Dina de Gemara, you have no chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. So. A lot of the poskim say, and the Minchas Yitzchak goes with this, he says that you could, for that, you could take off the cheshbon for meiser, what you pay for your daughter's schooling. Says Reb Moshe, that's for it. Says Reb Moshe, no, now by law, if you don't send your daughter to school, they're going to come after you, and they're going to, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little different, but.
What's that? I can send legally to the public school, not pay anything, not learn a word of Torah. I'm paying more to send it to Beis Yaakov.
I hear. A lot of places can say stam is like this far doesn't make a difference. The fact that by law, the Medina de Malchus is not going to make enough kamina.
So
you're saying
for the
I can get out without
paying anything. But if I want to have a religious education, I can start paying tuition.
Yeah, so that would be extra.
You
possibly
know there's women who make a difference there because they have a chiyuv to come to
their. Yeah, but a father doesn't have a chiyuv to teach her with schar. She has to learn, so she'll grow up, she'll learn. Maybe you have a mitzvah chinuch, but to be seicher malamed. Okay, so, but, yeah, in a chanami, and belavach, a lot of the poskim don't take on this remesha. They say that the din of machusa is not going to be machriya over here. And you're saying belavach, it's just an additional thing, in a chanami. So tachos, that's another makom. So again, it seems that the general ruach advarim is that all these cheshbonis. So we say it's goyvel on shailas of davar shebechayva, things that belavach you would have done for different reasons, whether it's al pi halacha, pi law, pressures. So meila, the chatchila would be to take meiser off belavach. But again, a person is mitzumtzum, he's trying to make a cheshbon meiser. He's not so bedeichach that he just gave up on meiser. He's trying to make a cheshbon meiser. So b'diavad, there are things here. These are all things that should be taken into account in terms of the tzrachim b'chlal of a kid over 6 years old. And for education as well, for the educational fees, so then that would also be something that you could cheshbin partially for a son and maybe totally for a daughter.
So all these things, if we keep this up, Aniyim won't see.
Oh, so one second. This is very important to Kudein Echanami. I was going to mention that. And so all the places can say that, Chashochan, and until the Haidin Kabbalism all point this out, that all these Haterim, and this is going to be in again Rishon Alf also. You know, Rishon Alf says that. That you know, by the dina kedima b'tzaka, you give your kraven first. So Aruch HaShulchan says, fine. So I'm going to give, you know, for my kids over six. I'm going to give my cousin and my father and my daughter, and the aniyim are going to starve to death. Lo yitachim. So they all give different hakbalos. That maybe up till half you can give to kraven, and up to half for your family. But at least l'chatchila, you should at least keep half your money to go to aniyim. And again, achkol fi inyan though. If a person himself is kamad and ani, and he's just being mad for himself because he wants to be mashed in his meiser, so then you can make a cheshbon. But certainly, to be mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, they all say that there should be a reasonable amount of one tzedakah shetaka go to real ani. Okay, so now what do you take meiser off of? We skipped really a stage. We're saying what would you do? What do you do with meiser? What are we allowed to use meiser for? For mitzvahs that I'm mechuyah for my sons, for my daughters. So, but which money am I taking meiser from? So the etzem mitzvavur in the poskim, it's right from the rishonim that. Any money that comes into your shus, be it as it may, so you're gonna have to take off meiser. Whether it comes as a matana, a yerusha, a metzia, you find money, and this is they bring ready from Rabbeinu Yoinin, Sefer Yireh, Ois Reish Gimel. So he brings over there that by matana metzia and the pischei tshuva by us from the shla that also yerusha, and the Hayat Gebreis can say also kitzvah yiladim bituach lumi, basically all these tmichot and you know koil paycheck. All these tmichot and all this additional, whether it's mugdars you're getting tzedakah or a paycheck, whatever it is, tachas all this thing would go in the cheshbon of taking off meiser.
The life that you're paying the two of
them
to get
the kitzvah yiladim. Oh, so deduction. Well, okay, we're gonna get to deductions in chenami. Yeah, we'll see about that. So the question is like this: we were discussing before this year that. Min hastam, we're saying basically any revachim, any money that comes into your possession that goes into the cheshbon of meiser. Question is in different ofanim. The mashal, so let's say someone gives you money specifically for a certain purpose, to buy a dira or even something on a lower scale to buy a certain thing. They say this money is miyuchad to buy the certain thing. So you start taking off meiser. First of all, you might not be able to buy that thing, and even if you were able to buy that thing, a cheaper one, whatever it is, well, the meiser, that's not what the money was given for. So when money is being given for a davar mesuyim, so. It's a shtickle machlokes al poskim. It seems that Rebbe poskim hold it. You don't take off meiser because you're not supposed to be mishana from the das anoisim. And I saw that b'shem Rebbe Yashiv. That's my first, and also b'shem of Scheinberg. And al derech su igris Moshe has some other pratim, but al derech su igris Moshe and yerdei chelk beis kofi beis. So he also says that when you're beginning a davar mesuyim to spend on a specific thing, then you don't take off meiser. And it's mashma you pater in ganzen. So in Derech Emunah, Chaim Kanievsky, he brings B'Shem L'Chazinish, that L'Chazinish held, you don't have to take off Meiser. You can go, you know, buy whatever specific thing it was for, but you have to keep a Cheshbin, how much the Meiser would have been, and in the future, when you'll have more Revachim, to keep a Cheshbin. But that seems to be the Das Yachid here, and it seems that the Haskam Sapeskim is that B'Chiyah Gavni, Yubdi Pater L'Gamri. Yeah, in the Chanam, you could pile up. So the Eitz that they bring is that this is all, if you get the money, and it's yours, and they're just their kavanah is to use a specific thing. But if you're never zeicha in the money, then you certainly don't have to take off meiser. So they say. So certainly, if you're like the mashal we said, if you're using their credit card or you're using their check, if you're just a shliach, then certainly you don't have to take off meiser. You never touch the money. But even if they're giving you the money, so if they give it to you as a shliach, not to be zeicha in the money, or you say, listen, I'm not going to be zeicha in the money, I'll buy it, but it's for you, you're just a shliach, then certainly ukuli alma, the money was never yours, you wouldn't have to take off meiser. Elamai. The thing that they bought for you, the chayfetz, whether it's the clothing or the present or the dira, what about that? Maybe you should have to take off meiser off of that. So this gets into another shayla. Do you have to take meiser off of chafatim? When it's not money, when it's not cash, when you're getting objects, do you take meiser off of that? Okay, so we were mentioning before this year that meiser, there is one place that's written b'shem Rishon Zalman that yes, that you have to make a cheshbon. If the thing is worth $100, you make a cheshbon, you have to at some point take $10 off. So some of the places were mechalik. It's only if you get a present that you would have bought otherwise. So you're gaining, so you have to take off money. But if it's something that I never would have bought, I don't really need this thing, it's not a nice thing, so what, you're going to force me now to take off meiser? So then they're mechalak like that. Tachlis meiser, naskamas apoiskim, and I spoke recently, looking into this to some rabbanim, and it seems that the accepted psak is not to take off from chafatzim, and even if you can buy it anyways, meiser is meiser ksafim, it's only on money earned. And Bifrat, that like we said, that the accepted psak is that we're going with the Shitas Habach, that this is a minhug, and certainly to feed the minhug, it seems that kach nohagu, the minhug is not to take off from chafatzim, only from money earned. And al derech zu, a similar type of shayla, and this I saw b'shem missing krell, it's in Chodshani. So let's say you have a chayv, you owe money somewhere, and someone pays off, or stam for tuition or for whatever it is, and someone, it's mishtar shile, basically someone pays off your chayvus. So you have to cheshben ois that money that they paid off. So the similar thing, so Chodshani, Mr. Krell says that the minig of Meister Ksafim was only neskabo on revachim that you got be'etzim, but things that you're mishtar shile because they saved you from having to pay other expenses, that's similar to chafatzim, and al-zeh was not.
Any benefits from any company?
Meaning not money benefits.
Hey, yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
Hey,
for lunch,
sure.
Yeah, or for food, yeah. Right.
For
right. That's all mishtar shile.
So
fine. So this is all what the money you're earning. So basically the money earning you have to take meiser, but we're saying that if it's given to you for a specific thing, or it's been given to you a chayfetz, or it's not really been given to you, it's just mishtar shile, so then you wouldn't have to take off meiser. And another thing we were pointing out earlier is that if you're being supported by someone, and not a fixed amount, but rather they just give you kefi your needs, and they're not barachas, they're just giving you, so they want to support you because you're learning in Avrich and Koyl, and by you giving meiser, it's going to force their hand. So that's before later in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to give tzedakah, that it's going to cause you to be mitzdarech al brius. What's that? Meaning they tell you, we're going to take care of what your needs are. So this month I'm going to come and say, I need $500. The next month I'm going to say, I need $600 because I gave $100 to tzedakah. So, and putting them b'doichaks, then you're being matal yourself on the tibur, so b'chei gav, and you're not allowed to give excess amounts. There is usually an understood, that's what I saw b'shem shomer, usually it's understood that you can give some, at least a minimal amount of tzedakah, and if it's taka b'rav, of course, if you know they're giving you a lot of money, and by them it's okay, so nechanami, so taka, you give meiser, I call it v'yenin. Okay, so now, another nekud here in the Pischei Tshuva brings the kar advarim is from the Chavis Yoyer, that l'maisa, all this money that we're saying that any money you get, you take meiser off of, that's only revachim. That's only money that's actually earned, and it's your money to be'etzim do what you want with. So the Pesachim say that's only the final sum, your final gain after all your expenses. So Mashal Chavis Yoyer here speaks about like business expenses. So let's say, you know, I earn $1,000 every month in my business, but my business has expenses. I have travel expenses, and I have to pay my secretary, and I have to, you know, whatever it is. So that comes off the cheshbon. Meaning, that's not meiser, but that comes off of my earnings. I didn't earn that. My business overall earns me $1,000, but I really only earn, I'm only marviach $800. So the cheshbon meiser comes on the $800, not the $1,000. So from this shiloh, it's mizgalgal to basically all different other types of shilohs. I mean, Mashal, let's say a person that doesn't have a business, whatever, an avrich and koil, and he gets different monies, but you have to pay taxes. His wife has to pay, or income tax, or arnona. So do we say that, you know, I never really earned that money, because as soon as it comes in, I have a shibud, it goes right back out, so I don't have to take meiser off of that money that I'm giving anyway. So there's different shitas about this. It seems that income tax, where they're taking money off the money being earned, so that seems to be a davar muskim, that you don't have to, mean if I make $1,000, but after taxes it's only $800, you only take meiser off the $800. Question is other taxes, like paying for Bituach Lumi or paying for Arnona, these different things. It's Machlekes HaPeskim. Rav Moshe and his Tshuva Nigris Moshe is Machmir, holds those taxes you cannot, but L'maisa it's Machlekes HaPeskim. And what's that?
You pay the income tax at the end of the year?
Oh, so we'll see. We're gonna discuss this, when to make
tax.
Yeah, so even sales tax, some of the Peskim say you could take off. Meaning basically anything that's Soif Kol Soif, any earnings you have at Soif Kol Soif, the government or any tax, you know, any organization or any body is going to tax, so basically that's like you never earn that money. So Rav Moshe Shpalzer, he says income tax you could deduct, but other things not. But L'maisa to Mechalik Zapoiskim, and there's definitely what to be Saimichan, again, for a person who's B'deichach and trying to be Mashlim his Meiser. Now, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Beis Yosef in his Tshuvas, the Beis Yosef of Tshuvas, Afkas Reichel, so there in his Tshuvas, he says a big chiddush. He says, not only do you deduct from your business expenses, not only do you deduct from the taxes, because that's like you never earned it. There are also the tzrachim tzarchei habayis, the food you have to live on, and you know your bills in your house. So I earned that. I mean, come on. As soon as I get my money, my paycheck, I have to go pay my electric bill, my gas bill, and I have to go pay the grocery bill. So that also comes off the cheshbon of meiser. I mean, meiser is only a pure revach, money that I have. I can do what I want with it. So, Maisa, this rate of place, we're not makabel, even though it's interesting, it's a fascinating thing. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which was reprinted 100 times, when a lot of the Maduris was left out, I don't know why, I think in most of the new ones they have it, but in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Lama Dal Dalet, so he brings this, and he says he take it off. Now, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was a sefer that was very, very niskabel in Klal Yisrael, but Afal Pikein, maybe that's why it was left out, I don't know, set, you know, Min HaShemayim. But L'mayis Nachras HaPoiskim here in Aruch HaShulchan, and you know, Sheva Levi writes in the Tshuva that this one should not be Samech on, and the Hatzos HaBayis, the things that one has to pay for Pashit his day-to-day needs, that does not come off the Cheshbon, you have to take Maaser off of that as well. And that's also called Revach, the money that you spend on your needs.
Well, interesting things like the Tuach HaLevi, in order to get Kitzas Yehudim, you have to pay Shtafut, and you have to pay the
Pituach HaLevi,
right? Then you're Zeicha.
Right.
So that's a whole different thing. That's like a business investment in order
right.
to get the Revach.
Right. Mitzarech is a business investment. Mi'iduch Kisa. So I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss this week and about the Shaya. It's a fascinating thing. What is Bituach Lumi? Bituach Lumi is the national tzedakah organization. Bituach Lumi is the government giving poor people. That's what it's for officially, right? And so some people get who are not poor. A lot of goyim get. We're going to see that. The halacha mafarnas in ani akam ani so. So that's it's a big huge tzedakah organization, and talk a lot of poor people get money to push it live on from.
It's also the healthcare of some people.
So also for aniyim, also for people who are not right, also for goyim, tachas lamaisa, the idea is tzedakah. The idea is to help people live, help people, you know, pay for their expenses. So lamaisa, there's a tzad b'chayra that you push to give meiser. You pay b'tuchel meiser. So I asked him this. So you know, he said it's not mufrach, it's not mufka. But, you know, avada l'chatchila, we're going to all these other things. But it's an interesting shayla, you know. It could be mevar. What taka should be shver? So elamai the goyim, so what? So maybe since we have a hechatimsa to give without goyim, so then to give to goyim l'chatchila is not the right thing. No.
Guys giving to usher is also getting his health care paid for.
What's that? Yeah, so an usher also, but also aniyin. So in a chanami, so deduct. So let's say I paid Bituach Lumi 300 shekels, fine. So about 150 I'll give from Meiser. Half goes to Ani. I mean, some at least half the people getting Bituach Lumi are people who taka, you know, they're not Ashirim. And they, you know, without Bituach Lumi, many people live off Bituach Lumi. So, interesting shayla. So, but certainly to deduct it, okay, certainly to deduct it, to deduct it from the Cheshbon, that should be.
It's not Mechon Yerela.
Right, because it's else taxes, because they're forcing you to pay.
Sorry, you can't.
And the stam, so I saw someone be mayor. Yeah, you can't take it off meiser because they force you to pay it. So I tell him if it's stam, it's kaifan al tztaka. The government's a big one big gabite tztaka, and he comes kaif for you, and I'll turn off your electricity if not. But you gotta pay tztaka. Interesting. Okay, so now you're saying what? But, so this is the question though. All these things happen at different times. I pay for my cheder and my taxes at the end of the year, and the beginning of the year, and the middle of the year. So how do I make this cheshbon? So basically, here in the Pesachei Tshuva, it brings an Eid B'Yehuda. Eid B'Yehuda is medayik from the pasuk. By Meiser Tvua, Yotze Asada Shana Shana. So basically, Noyib Yehuda says that Kal Pach is once a year, and to Glav Dafka, this would have to be in Rosh Hashanah. A person can set the date whenever he wants. As I saw in one of the Sfarim that, you know, if in America it's easier January 1st because of how taxes work, so then cut it wherever you want. But once a year, a person has to basically make a cheshbon. In the meantime, you can go either way. You can hold on to your Meiser and not give it till later in the year. And even the Noi Behuda is a little bit of suffix about it, but the Noi Behuda really is machriya. They can even go the other way. Let's say now I have a certain extra amount of money, but if I give it now, I'll have gone over my cheshbon of Meiser. But I know that klapi my earnings that I'll earn in 3 months, it'll even out. So it's okay. You could prepay Meiser. You could have a debt to Meiser, and it's mavur in the end of Sifkan Beis here from the Arbituri Evan that you could borrow money from Meiser if you have to use it for yourself. You could borrow and pay it back, and you could also prepay ahead of the Meiser, meaning even on Revachim that you didn't earn yet, as long as the end of the year, you make a Cheshbon more or less once a year, so that takes care of the Cheshbon of Meiser. So Meiser, this becomes a Shaila, the once a year Shaila, because it's a very interesting Shaila. People who are raising children, so they know that, you know, in 10 years, in 15 years, they're going to get married, and they're going to be goraniyim. They're not going to be able to afford the chasana, and then the kid's not going to be able to afford the deer. So they want to start putting away Meiser Ksafim to save Meiser Ksafim for a karuv. Etzim al tzedina kedima, your son has shtar kedima, your daughter has shtar kedima. So you want to start putting away Meiser Ksafim. So again, like we said, you're not going to put all your Meiser Ksafim, maybe kalpach, but let's say half you give to any and half you want to, you know, use for these types of things, for the cheder and for this. Let's say I want to put away money for a daughter when they're for their wedding, and then you'll give it as a staka gemura to marry off your daughter, to buy the medira, to buy, you know, your future son-in-law, the star avreich, adira and rashgo. So lemaisa it's machlokes apoiskin. Some tag, Rabloy writes in his sefer that I think already from the time your child is born, you could already start putting away at least some of the ma'aser k'safim for their tzrachim for later in life, and others are more machmir that it has to be when they're in the tkufa of shiduchim, and I think so b'tzian abashal that they have to be engaged. Before that, you can't. And again, this gets into a conflict with this Nod Behuda who says dafka year, but it seems that the places weren't accepting this mamish as a halacha psuka, that mamish 1 year, and somewhat they're allowing, so different shitas, and again, a kolofi inyan. The maisa, one of the very partial eights is that halva, we'll see next week, that halva is also a keem of mitzvah tzedakah, and you could use maisa k'safim to make halvayas. So you could take the money, in the meantime give it to a gemach. You want to set aside money, so the whole time set aside money in a gemach, and the whole time it's doing mitzvah staka aide halva. And then when the time comes, you could take it out and give it to the daughter. Could be just meirosh, you have to make a tanai that I'm not giving this money forever for halvayas, but in the meantime I'm being oisik with halvayas with this money. And then maybe when you need it, you can take it out and use it for the chasana, and that l'chayr would be yotzei l'chashitas.